Freedom is the theme of our broadcast this week for the Mark Gage Meditations, or MAM, Interdimensional and International Network, and for all light workers on the Earth, as well, of course, as for all people on and about the Earth. Also, freedom is the theme of our July 4th daily visualization for 1976, Freedom in Government for All Peoples of Earth. So since this MAM broadcast begins with July 4th, Sunday, and since it is the 200th anniversary of the birth of this nation, the July 4th Independence Day, let us concentrate on freedom, independence for each person on the earth in the spiritual sense. This is going to be another extemporaneous talk because had I tried to set down all of the thoughts that began crowding in as to divisions of this theme and the many layers, the many avenues it would take, it would be too long a broadcast and I would leave a great deal out. So instead, let's just work on inspiration coming through from my own high self, giving my high self the freedom to express those things which seem to my high self to be more important for broadcasting this week. Then may it trigger off within your own consciousness the thought that your own I Am self will have the freedom to inspire you for amplification and for further expansion of this theme of freedom for each and every person on earth. If you will spend a little bit of time thinking upon the thought of freedom for everyone, you can see there really is a tremendous amount to it. Indeed, probably it could take a good-sized book to cover some of the various aspects, especially from a spiritual standpoint. Now, since this is the week in which we are celebrating in the United States of America the theme of freedom and independence as concerns government, let's look at that topic or aspect of it for a brief period of time during this broadcast. Naturally, we are interested in the spiritual sense of freedom for all persons on earth to expand, to express, to develop, to unfold, to utilize their own spiritual heritage, and to express the Christ self within each and every one. Therefore, we are interested in governments, the secular governments of the world, that will give people this opportunity to develop spiritually. Unfortunately, there are not many, if indeed there are any, governments which are concerned primarily with giving people the opportunity to express spiritually. Rather, they are concerned with telling people what they may or may not do in a material sense, in a moral sense, above and encompassing all in a legal sense. And as we know, unfortunately, far too often, seemingly almost all of the time, in man's history upon earth, at least in our recorded history, has there been a policy of what a few people think other people should do to adhere to the thoughts, the ideas, the goals, the private interests, perhaps, of those few people in power. It has not been predominantly by any means yet, but it will be the theme for government leaders to be concerned with the spiritual freedom of the people involved. Nevertheless, in our light work for the second coming, we must begin to work where we are. Therefore, we broadcast the theme for the governments of the world, for those who lead the governments, since the governments are not animate things in themselves with personalities, but are the expressions through which those who lead can govern others. Let us project the theme then that those in spiritual or that those in materialistic power give heed and credence to the spiritual expression of the individual person. It's a theme of the government in a number of nations that a person be free for his or her own religious convictions, to follow them or not to follow them, as the case might be. This is well and good to a certain extent, but it is not the ultimate by any means. For we are concerned in the second coming preparations and in the formation of the I Am Nation upon earth, for eventually, at the coming of Sananda and thereafter, to have those people on earth who are interested only in their spiritual ongoing, their spiritual heritage, talents, and powers. So therefore, at that time, there will not be a choice either to be spiritually interested and inclined or not to be so inclined, for those who are not so inclined no longer will be upon the earth. So there again is another definition, aspect of freedom. What we are interested in really upon the earth after the second coming is the freedom for man on the earth and in the astral planes about the earth to follow spiritual unfoldment and direction, not to go the opposite direction of materialistic ways. So again, we start with where we are and work toward the visualization of governments allowing man to have freedom of religion in the sense of no persecution because of one religion or another, no forcing of one religion or another upon anyone. Therefore, we must have also at this time, as Spirit does allow at this time still for man of earth, the option of following a spiritual path or not being upon such a path. So we are interested now then in seeing a man of earth with the ability not only to be free to follow spiritual expression, but also to be free to have the time, the energy, the means to subsist on the earth plane while engaging in such freedom of expression. This means, therefore, that man should not have to devote all of his time, energies, thoughts, actions, resources, merely to subsisting, to buying the necessities of life, to providing a comfortable life, even some of the luxuries. Also, he should not have to be spending a great deal of his time in paying the expenses for other people to do the things they want to do through unjust or disproportionate taxation or that of any kind, high prices for his goods, what have you. He therefore should have the freedom to be able to devote a large part of his life and therefore that of his family also, if so that he has a family, to having the leisure time to develop some of the finer things in life. And of course, we know in this definition of following with spiritual life that it includes many of the finer pleasures of life too, not just following a religious or spiritual teaching all the time, learning things of that nature, but rather doing, expressing the spiritual talents within. So this again then is what we are interested in at this time in the aspect of freedom, for all people to be able to spend time not only individually and with their family and friends, but also on an overall local, national, international basis of following some of the thoughts, the things of spiritual freedom, not having to have all of his time, all of his newspapers and radio and television devoted to other things, but rather to have freedom to insist upon and therefore to acquire some of the spiritual expressions of life through the various means, the media, which bring news and information, education to his attention. There's another aspect, though, to the idea of spiritual freedom. We say we would like to have freedom for all people of earth, but can we have that at this time really and truly? No. Because there are too many people who are not interested in properly utilizing this freedom, even from a materialistic, let alone a spiritual standpoint. Instead, they would like to subjugate other people, to steal, to rob, to commit all kinds of crime upon other people. Therefore, we cannot have those people enforcing their freedom upon us or infringing upon our freedom. Again, then, we must start where we are. We must visualize freedom for all people to follow spiritual expression only in times to come. Now we must concentrate on denying complete freedom to do what they want to those people who would utilize such freedom against others who are properly using liberty, independence, and freedom. Again, then, we must look to man-made laws at this time to restrict the movements, the freedom of those people. Now, let's get it down to a little more personal aspect. And in this, we will do our meditation and broadcasting also, for all of these things must start within and for ourselves, and then broadcast them out to all others upon the earth to do likewise. In the subject of freedom, is it the freedom of the mortal self that we are talking about and wanting now? Or is it the freedom of the spiritual self? Let's begin to analyze that in this respect. Within our own thoughts, our own consciousness, our own memory storehouse, computer banks of records, past thoughts and deeds, do we want to continue to allow complete freedom for anything to come in, any thought? For any thought of ours in the past or any action to be repeated? Or rather, do we want to begin to restrict our own thoughts to the sense that we will give freedom to those which are thoughts from God or Spirit, from our own spiritual self, from our masters and teachers in higher planes, to allow them entry into our consciousness? And at the same time, do we not want to deny those thoughts which will come from those within our own consciousness of the past or present, which are not of a spiritual nature, that is, which are anti-spiritual, which are against our own good and best interests, and also to deny freedom of entry, freedom of participation, freedom of action within our consciousness from those thoughts which would come from other people who also are not of spiritual interest? So again, in this respect, in seeking freedom for ourselves, we must limit it to freedom for the spiritual self and the spiritual thoughts within our own consciousness, and not just give a blanket freedom for everything to come in and everything in our thoughts to be acted upon. No, we must begin to restrict the freedom within ourselves. Let's pursue this topic of spiritual freedom within a bit further. Are we involved here or interested here in doing all we want to in the mortal sense, having that freedom, and our conscious, which is the mortal plus, or the mortal consciousness, which is the subconscious plus conscious aspect, and giving vent to all those things which we want to have expressed there? In other words, to the things which we consciously believe are proper and are our spiritual path? Or do we instead want to give this complete spiritual freedom to the I Am, the Christ, the high self within? We must make that decision. We must stick by it. Naturally, I'm sure you will say, as we do with you now, that we want this to be the freedom of the high self within, that this freedom is to be expressed by the high self through this mortal vehicle and consciousness now upon the earth. And regardless of what we might think in our conscious or subconscious aspects to be the freedom or the results or the actions, the thoughts of freedom for us, if these are not in our own best interests, which is to say the best interests of spirit and of our own high self and of those in the higher planes, then let that be the guiding line. Let that be the line of demarcation, for we are interested only, really, in the freedom of the spiritual self to express through us in this life on earth or any other place we may be at any time, and to deny freedom to those thoughts and actions of the mortal consciousness which are contrary to that which the spiritual self would express. Therefore, consider carefully what it is we really are asking for when we ask for freedom of all persons on earth. It is the freedom of spirit through our own I Am self to act through us at all times and in all ways. So be it.